We're visiting with Lebo Head Boys Basketball Coach Dennis Becker on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, since we talked to you last, your ball club wrapped up playing the Lyon County League Tournament. You also picked up a couple of victories last week over Marmaton Valley and over West Franklin. And then last night you went up against Linden. And let's start with last night's game against Linden. You end up on the short end of the scoreboard of that game. But as you look back at that game, what are some of the things you hope your ball club learned and gained from that contest?
Yeah, so I mean, after that game, like, I hope we learned that, when as we get in this part of March and late February, you have to play complete games as the competition just continually gets harder and teams are better and we're still striving for that, you know, to play a full 32 minutes, both defensively and offensively.
I know you're getting to that point of the season where you were hoping to maybe see them getting closer. Are you seeing your team get closer to that full 32-minute game?
Yeah, we are. I mean, I think, you know, it's just little runs, a minute here, a minute there, 2 minutes here, you know, so it's we're close. I mean, after that game, it's frustrating that you lost, but at the same time, you know, when you go back and look and the emotion clears, we're just teetering right on that point of, you know, and you play good teams and, you know, you're teetering on that point between being able to win and if not, games turn into what they turned in last night. You know, it's just a fine line and up there.
We're visiting with Lebo Head Boys Basketball Coach Dennis Becker on the Area Coach's Corner. And let's talk a little about individuals. Who's been playing well? Who's maybe stepped up their game here in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, so, you know, we're still being led by Grayson Shoemakers are still our leading scorer. Landon Grimmett's right behind him, you know, with 16 and 15 respectively. And Zach Oswald, you know, a sophomore, he's really starting to come on. And we keep telling him he's not a sophomore anymore. But those role players, too. I mean, we're getting a lot from Austin Bailey's really stepped up both defensively and kind of been our glue guy. And then Luke just he shuts down the most team's best player.
Looking at to what lies ahead for your basketball team, I know Monday you have Opie, you also have Southern Coffee County, you have Osage City. It looks like you have a couple of really good tests for your ball club as you get closer to sub-state play.
Yeah, so, you know, after Lyon County League, we kind of have a schedule set up that it's kind of a gauntlet, and it really gets the kids ready for sub-state play and state if we're lucky enough to go. But it really builds those teams that can make that deep dive and gets us playing our best ball when we do go into those sub-state tournaments.
Coach Becker, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck these next 2 weeks, and we look forward to visiting with you again in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
That's Lebo Head Boys Basketball Coach Dennis Becker on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite, Grimmett Construction, and by MT Networks on KVOE Live and Local.